This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, November 30th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. A 66-year-old Port Ludlow man was stabbed to death by a 17-year-old family member in his home on the western edge of the Port Ludlow golf course Monday evening. As of this morning, neither the victim nor suspect has been identified. According to a detective with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office speaking to the PT Leader, the accused teenager was, quote, possibly high or having a psychotic episode, unquote. The wife of the stabbing victim called 911 and told dispatchers that her son had stabbed her husband. The teenager ran off after the stabbing. Deputies from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the Port Townsend Police Department set up a perimeter and discovered the suspect on the golf course behind the home. The stabbing victim was found on the front porch of the home and pronounced dead at the scene less than an hour later. A fixed-bladed knife was found in the suspect's possession. Due to the teen's age and recent state law changes, he could not be interviewed by law enforcement. The suspect was taken to Jefferson County Jail for booking. He was later transported to a youth detention facility in a neighboring county. The quarterly earnings report for timber sales has been issued by the State Department of Natural Resources at the same time Jefferson County officials are considering allocating local forests to other uses. Timber sales on DNR lands in the county have generated an estimated $1.3 million for the county so far this year, according to a presentation from the department to the Board of County Commissioners this past Monday. But the state is revising its management of forested lands, making future projection more difficult. Drew Rosenbaum, DNR Assistant Olympic Region Manager of State Lands, told the Peninsula Daily News that litigation and revisions by the State Board of Natural Resources are affecting forest management in the state, and modeling on how to calculate sustainable harvests is still being discussed and developed. According to the DNR's website, the agency calculates sustainable harvest levels for 10 years at a time and is currently determining a sustainable harvest level for 2025 through 2034 for forests growing on state trust lands located west of the Cascade Crest. The sustainable harvest level is a policy decision that requires approval by the Board of Natural Resources, DNR said, and is also governed by state law. However, the Jefferson County Superior Court ruled in October that DNR violated the State Environmental Protection Act in failing to consider the impacts of climate change in its review of two timber sales in the county. The plaintiffs in that case, Center for Sustainable Economy and Save the Olympic Peninsula, said in October the decision would drastically alter how DNR manages its lands. The Jefferson County Commissioners will be meeting with DNR officials, including Drew Rosenbaum, today at 4 p.m. for a forestry workshop to discuss options for managing county lands. The Washington State Recreation and Conservation Office is making a concerted effort to elicit public input regarding a draft statewide recreation conservation plan. The plan will cover investments for the next 6 years. The plan intends to provide meaningful access to outdoor recreation for all, protect natural and cultural resources while managing increasing demand, demonstrate the essential nature of parks, natural areas, and recreation infrastructure, and support healthy, adaptable, and connected communities. The Recreation Conservation Funding Board will consider adopting the final plan at its January 24-25 meeting, but they want to hear from the public before submitting it to the governor's office for approval and before a final submission to the National Park Service. The plan can be read online, and an email contact for comments in links provided in the transcript of this broadcast on kptz.org. It's cold, so warming centers are available at the Jefferson County Jail Lobby at 81 Elkins Road in Port Hadlock, 5 p.m. to 8 a.m., the Marvin Shields American Legion, 4 p.m. to 8 a.m., and the Pope Marine Building, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Participants will need to fill out an intake sheet, provide identification, and be able to manage themselves. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.